This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
You heard Lord Monckton, he's a really smart inventor, really successful guy, journalist, you name it, saying, no, these are Satanists. And you could be the Orthodox Church, you could be Catholic, you could be a Buddhist for all that matters. You can recognize evil when you see it. And they always make these big jokes to the media that Jones claims that high-level atheists are actually Satanists. I've experienced it. But I was quite honest earlier when I said that, you know, I didn't completely question God, but I thought maybe atheists might be right when I would say 20. But as I didn't have like some dog in the fight. I mean, I hated being drugged to church three times a week when I was a kid. Bible studies at the house Wednesday nights. Sundays twice, sometimes four times a week. I hated being drugged to the Salvation Army five, six times a year. On holidays, I sit there and, you know, serve soup up to drunk winos. I'm not being mean to the winos. I'm not elitist, but I mean, you know, a bunch of old drunk guys with crap running down their legs. It ain't fun. But you know what? My parents were making sure I wasn't soft. But you study the modern liberal, and they don't give to charity. They just virtue signal because they're not liberals. I am so liberal. I don't say that in a good way, like I'm claiming this mantle. I'm so liberal, it makes my head spin. I mean, I really don't care what you're doing as long as it doesn't hurt somebody else. And folks can say, oh, well, that guy's sinning, or this is what, just whatever. I got my own stuff to deal with. I'm not trying to win some preacher award up here. I just fundamentally will not cheat anybody. I won't screw somebody over. And if you study the globalists, their whole worldview is about hurting people. We're in a race, though. A race against the devil, because there are these predators that have just decided to not count humanity as anything and just screw everybody over. And then if we actually went with that, if I tried to like screw people over and like be evil, what would that be like? Because I'm a human and I'm screwing over other humans. What does that say about me? I, you know, and then these psychopaths, they take it as weakness that I have empathy. So they manipulate me through my empathy and then try to program me to do all the things they want me to do. It's just crazy. Well, we got David Knight coming up in the next segment. I'll come back and introduce him. I came down here to do this show today on Monday because I know that humanity needs to be a goal-based system. We have to have goals. We have to have things we're shooting for, like a mountain we want to climb, or a painting we want to paint, or a woman we want to conquest. Notice how they even made that like dirty. Oh, a man wants to conquest a woman. He wants to love her. He wants to take care of her. He wants to hold her next to him. Oh, it's so evil. That magic connection God gave us, all the blessings were given. Everything good has been overturned. Everything that fulfills, everything that's self-sustaining, everything that's self-regenerating is under attack because the globalists are death. They want to scientifically control everything and have seeds that don't produce new seeds. To me, that's the purest form of Satanism. And we sit here with the greatest minds alive in the world today, and they all go, I did the analysis, and it appears we're dealing with Satanists. And that's it. They're like cancer. If cancer had a consciousness, it would believe it was invincible. It's running through the body. The truth is, it's death.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Mother, tell your children not to walk my way. Tell your children not to hear my words, what they mean, what they say. Mother, mother,
mother,
can you keep them in the dark for life? Can you hide them from the waiting world? Foul but feel fair. Tell all the creeping fake garbage. David Knight's about to take over in this fourth hour. I got a few clips I wanted to play and a few things I wanted to finish, and we've got third party sponsors that make all this transmission possible. You know, there's a great film that Chuck Undersea worked on for 5 years. And I saw him absolutely kill himself. You know, he was an army colonel, and then he did TV ads in Hollywood, and he's a great cinematographer. I wouldn't even call him really a filmmaker. And I mean that nicely. I wouldn't call myself a filmmaker. But with Charlie Daniels and all these other great casts, myself and General Boykin and others, he put something together very special that is beyond film. It's just reality. It exposes the whole globalist program. You need to see it. You can go to revelationofmovie.info. That's revelationofmovie.info to get your copy or to schedule a show in your area. revelationofmovie.info to purchase the DVD or check into hosting it at a theater near you. revelationofmovie.info. Just such an important work they've done. Very, very exciting. And we salute the work of Chuck Undersea and his wife and so many others that were involved in the film. Briefly, we've got discounts all throughout this week on Black Friday. Like I said, we're really good at getting big audiences. We're not good at making money. And I need to retain the people I've got. I need to be able to hire more folks. It's our responsibility to do this. I can't sleep at night if I don't fight this as hard as I can. That's why I'm shooting videos on Saturday and Sunday night till midnight. It's because, believe me, your respect, your support of us is a big deal. And we do not take this massive support lightly. I am completely consumed with the animating contest of liberty. So thank you all for your support, your prayers. But just know this, when you send the podcast out or a video out or articles out or just a link to the site, it moves mountains. And the fact that the President of the United States, in four different speeches that I've seen, and there may be more, but in Germany and Greece and Peru and other places, we've got to shut down fake news, or just, we cannot allow it. That means reality. That means the president of the hijackers has to come out and, in some cases, by name, say, shut down Alex Jones. Their surrogates are all over CNN, all over Fox News, saying, shut us down. I'm not a nihilist. I love God. But when they threaten to kill me and stuff, it's like, I would never commit suicide. Let's be clear, I love life. But it's almost like, God, that'd really give me some rest. I have this responsibility to fight you so hard. It's like I've transcended even the fear that they have over me. It's like crazy. I'm totally removed from them now. It's like as humanity awakens, the ascendance of our spirits is so powerful that we have to just remember that we're on this plane to take care and help people who are not awake. That's a real sacrifice. Sure, we get it. We understand the game. We understand what they're doing, but we have to take the people that are like children and rise them up. We can get pissed off because we have the knowledge of good and evil. We can sit there and see how this is working and say, why don't you see it? But think back when you weren't awake. Think back when you didn't have the different angles. You were stupid too. So was I. I'll just say this. I love Jesus Christ, and I can't imagine if I've already got this much discernment understanding about the secrets of the universe, I'm only 42 years old, what will it be like when I've shuffled off this mortal coil and with Christ? The eye's not seen, the ear's not heard, my friends. It's big. It's a big opportunity we're all involved in. And God just wants to see that you're not a parasite and that you're not out to get innocent people. And you make that choice. You do that. It's not even that God judges you. It's that you choose whether you want to be with God or with these parasites that are so nasty and evil, it wounds us to even look at them. I understand all that. But I just want to thank the viewers and listeners for your support, your prayers. Everything you've done has made this possible. And we can now officially say, not to brag, but because the fact must be stated, that InfoWars, as a media outlet and as a radio show, is the biggest radio/TV program in the world. More than RT, more than CNN, more than Fox News. As a transmission, as of 2016, in the fall, in the winter, it's not about a pissing contest. It's just the fact that I have to announce to you that we are now number one. And that is a testament to the power of God and the power of truth and the power of resistance against evil. As imperfect vessels as we are, stacked up against the traitors at CNN and MSNBC, we're a whole other universe. And God knows that. God judges the heart. The enemy persecutes us because we are fleshly and we know we're wicked and tells us that we don't deserve God. You know what? It's right. It's true. I don't deserve God.
But because I love God, God has accepted me. And we look at these people that serve evil, how they've turned themselves over. And our job is to reach out to everybody we can so that people aren't turned to evil and so we don't lose them. But we're on a planet in space, folks. It's spiritual. It's interdimensional. It's real, and you know it. And what matters is you choose right for eternity. I really appreciate our listeners and our viewers. It's the greatest pleasure of my life to be associated with such souls. And like I said, 5 years ago, I got tears in my eyes once a year when I think of a dead grandparent. I get tears in my eyes every broadcast now when I think about the spirit of liberty that's rising. And these aren't tears of pain. These are tears of liberation. Because we've already climbed to mountains right to the edge of space. And we're staring now into heaven. That's a big deal. And the proximity to God is a proximity to wisdom. And when you stare into that wisdom, you stare into the eyes of God, there's no more fear. There's only a sadness for those you couldn't take with you. David Knight, take over, my friend.
Yes, Alex, you know, when you're talking about this, and I've seen you do this multiple times, and of course, it's happened again in an even bigger way with this election. In the past, when there were these massive pushes for gun control, you would go on these marathon sessions, cut commercial breaks, and of course, we did that through the election this time. Doing 50, I don't know, I guess it was going to be 52 hours. It wound up being more like 60 hours that we had with the staff, with you and everybody, because it was so important. And putting that first, and you know, the encouraging thing is when we fought against this in the wake of Sandy Hook and some of these other things, we just hoped to stop the progression against the freedoms that we had. Try to fight the new gun control measures. But we actually saw things move back in the other direction as people began to wake up to the importance of the Second Amendment, the importance of the natural rights that are enshrined in the Second Amendment. And so now when we look at this situation with Trump and we push this, I see some very positive things as Trump is moving into the governing mode. And I want to start out by saying the most positive thing I've seen in the last week or so is him settling this $25 million fraud case. When I heard that, I said to my wife as I went home on Friday, I said, you know, I think that's a real positive thing. I think he's a very smart manager to do that, because the biggest problem is when you've got multiple businesses, multiple locations. I know this. You want to always focus on the one that's not doing so well and ignore the ones that are really doing well. And so you get your attention focused on the non-performing stores or divisions of your business rather than just cutting them off and going with what's working. But it's even beyond that kind of business sense that we see Donald Trump doing. What he did was he really kicked in $25 million of his own money in order to govern, not to campaign for president. Think about that for a moment. Okay, we've had situations where it's not unusual for somebody to kick in their own money if they got a lot of it in order to get an office. He's already got the office. And now what he's doing is he's taking a situation, which I really do believe, and this is what he tweeted out afterwards. The only bad thing about winning the presidency is that I don't have the time to go through a long but winning trial on Trump University. Too bad. And I think if he had lost, I think he would have defended his reputation. He would have fought that. But now that he's won, he's willing to throw in another $25 million so that he can govern, so that he won't be distracted by this, even though he believes that he's justified. And I believe he's justified. I mean, look at the way the media completely ignored Laureate University with the Clintons. And that was something that not only with Trump University, people are saying, well, I went to this university and I don't like the results that I got in terms of my career. I don't think that it helped me to get a job. Well, join the club. How many universities, including the Ivy League universities, that people pay big bucks in tuition, and they get out and they don't have anything to show for it? They don't get a job. I mean, how many times have we seen people go to law school and then turn around and sue their university because it was worthless? You don't typically see that with liberal arts majors because they're not lawyers, but lawyers do sue their own universities because of a worthless job. And we talk about it all the time, how worthless these college degrees are. And so I think this is a very encouraging sign that he would put in $25 million more so that he can more effectively govern, so he won't be distracted by this lawsuit, sacrificing that personal gain. Stay with us. We're going to talk about more of the transition team, the winners and the whiners. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solar EMP hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Offer not valid in all states and where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and as we were just talking in the last segment, I think it's a big and important thing to notice what Donald Trump has done with this case with Trump University. Again, the double standard that was applied by the media, you never heard anything about Lart University. It was magnitude, orders of magnitude larger than the Trump University case. The only thing involved in Trump University were some people who were disgruntled. You had some people said, hey, it was great. It worked for me. It helped me with my career. Other people said, nah, I thought it was worthless. You hear people say that about every university. They say that about Lart University as well. But Lart University was giving tens of millions of dollars to the Clintons personally, also the Clinton Foundation. And it wasn't simply about people not being happy with the university's content. It was also another case of influence peddling and against fraud in a massive way, as we've seen the Clintons operate. But I just want to think, before I get into this other news, think about if Hillary Clinton had won and she had a similar situation, okay, with Lart University. What do you think she would have done? Do you think she would have said, well, I'm just going to settle this with these people for more than I believe I owe them, because I don't believe that there's, I believe I'm right, I believe they're wrong, but I'm going to go ahead and settle with them anyway because I need to get on with the governing of the country. Now, I think what Hillary Clinton would have done, and you know it as well as I do, she would have come in, had a private conversation with these people and said, look, I'm president now. You better not mess with me or things might happen to you. Career-wise, safety-wise, okay? She would have strong-armed these people from a position of being president. Instead, Donald Trump pays it off and says, now I need to move on with the governing of the country. That, I think, is a key issue. And I think I was very happy to see that he did that and why he did that, coming out and saying that. I was thinking that was why he did it, but when he tweeted that out, it was a great move on his part. Now, before we get back to the other news, I want to remind you that our new product, BioPCA, is part of our Black Friday specials, 25% off this new formulation, the ultimate new hair, skin, and nails formula. And again, it's going to be 25% off today at InfoWarsLife.com. 14 powerful ingredients, things like biotin, zinc, and a proprietary blend of enzymes and collagen. This is the real deal to help you fight the toxins in your environment. Not only what you eat and drink that is toxic, but also the soaps, the cosmetics, the other things that you put on your skin. You need something like biotin, but also the other ingredients that work synergistically with that to help your body to fight off the effects of toxins. Also, we have a new Brain Force Plus that is not only qualitatively better, but quantitatively increased. We have a qualitatively, it's a higher concentration formula, a new supercharger ingredient in it, black pepper extract, plus a higher concentration formula of other key ingredients. And there are 20% more capsules per bottle. So you're not only getting a more potent version of Brain Force, but you're also getting more tablets for the, or capsules in this case, for the same price. Again, that is at InfoWarsLife.com. And we have still the loss leader, Trump is my president shirt, just $9.95. We're blowing those out. That's the red shirt that says Trump is my president. You can take a stand with Donald Trump even as the left whines about the results of the election. And I've got a couple of stories about that, as well as the people that are getting shunned by their families because of their Facebook posts in both directions. And so we hope that that doesn't get to that point. Keep the dialogue open so you can talk to people about these issues. And one last thing, InfoWars Prime app, that's our all-new application that you can use on your phone that will keep you in touch with us, give you behind-the-scenes reports. You can look at each of the individual reporters. Alex Jones, I, and all the other reporters have our own channels on there, so you can see the reports that we file there, as well as all the other breaking news and events that are on InfoWars.com. And we have that now at a half-price off introductory special. That's InfoWars Prime. Going back to the news now, this article, and Alex Jones did a great report on this, talking about this Hollywood Reporter article where they interviewed Steve Bannon. And we just can't say enough about what he did, slapping down this whole false narrative of him being a white nationalist. Anybody who knows Breitbart, who's watched it for a long time, knows that they're not about white nationalism. He said, yeah, I am a nationalist. I'm an economic nationalist. And I think it was very important to look at what he said about the election. This is a lot of people on the left are looking at this and say, how did we miss this? And he said, well, you know, we told you this was going to be the case, and this is what happened. And he said, if we deliver, If Trump delivers on the promises of economic prosperity, he says we're going to get 60% of the white vote, 40% of the black and Hispanic vote, and we'll govern for 50 years. And I think one of the key things that we need to understand is it's not just white blue-collar workers, but it's also black and Hispanic blue-collar workers, and it's black and Hispanic people of, and along with white, at every economic level that voted for Donald Trump. It was really the people who were awake in the white and black community that voted for him in greater numbers than they voted for previous Republican candidates. They really made a huge difference in this election, and we need to understand that, and I hope and I expect that Donald Trump is going to deliver and create economic opportunity for all of us.
The march, the empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
The poets tell how far Joe fell.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and in this segment, I want to look at some of the reactions that we see from the people on the left, and I think there was a very good editorial that came out of Lou Rockwell talking about the leftist love affair with Hamilton. I want to visit that briefly, but before I do, I want to go back to what Steve Bannon was saying in terms of establishing a new political movement. He compares it to Andrew Jackson's populism. He says, we're going to do that. He says, if we deliver, we're going to have a new popular political movement that is going to govern for 50 years. But there's a catch there that I think is very dangerous. And I agree with Steve Bannon and I agree with Donald Trump on these key issues. I think we have to be careful about some of the details. There's a huge detail the $1 trillion infrastructure plan. He said, I'm the guy pushing the infrastructure plan. And he makes a case that with negative interest rates throughout the world, it's a great opportunity to build everything. The problem is that we have to be very careful when we do things that are unconstitutional. And I know it's been accepted for a long time that it is the within the realm of legality for the federal government to build our infrastructure. I challenge that. I don't think that is true. I don't find that in the Constitution, except with an expansive living document kind of reading of the Constitution. You know, we the people, you know, we have the right to govern, the fact that for the general welfare clause, that type of thing. No, that's not what that was about. To take a small phrase like that, a two-word phrase, and expand that into things like a commerce department that we don't need. I'm hoping that some of these departments are going to be shut down. And we're going to talk about how Washington is actually freaking out about the fact that Trump has a plan for government workers, and they're not going to like it. They're making moves now as to what they can do to not only do attrition, but perhaps to shut down departments. And I certainly hope that happens. When Reagan came in, the Department of Education had just been created by Jimmy Carter. It was less than 4 years old. He had an opportunity to kill it, but instead, he grew it. And we've talked about this many times. People need to understand that lost opportunity. We have another opportunity like that right now. We need to get rid of some of these departments, like the Commerce Department, like the Department of Education itself. It isn't any more constitutional now than it was when Jimmy Carter created it. The federal government should not be telling us how we're going to educate our children. But, of course, they insinuate themselves into our lives by printing up money in the Federal Reserve and then handing it out to us with strings attached. That's how they control our lives. And so we need to – that would be the greatest revolution of all. The thing I'm concerned about is this $1 trillion infrastructure. When we go back and look at the no-bid Halliburton contracts in Iraq that happened – there was just an article that came out last week. $85 million for infrastructure in Afghanistan. Where'd the money go? Nothing was ever built. We've seen this happen over and over again. The bridge to nowhere in Alaska. Here in Texas, we have a Spanish company came in and did a toll road, and now they're bankrupt. They're trying to do the same thing in North Carolina. They're trying to do the same thing again in Texas with a Japanese company trying to build a high-speed rail between Dallas and Houston. And, of course, that involves eminent domain by a foreign corporation on not a single path, but on multiple possible paths. They want to take people's property, give the power to this foreign corporation to take people's property on multiple paths. That's the downside of handing this over in a public-private partnership that they talked about, creating toll roads that nobody wants. So that right there could kill the legacy that I hope they do create. I hope they do build a new governing coalition for 50 years. But if they get involved in crony capitalism, if they put $1 trillion in Washington to be handed out, I don't think that they can do it and not get involved in crony capitalism and corruption. You are inviting corruption. It's a very dangerous thing to put that money at the center. It's the wrong thing to do it from a pragmatic standpoint. These decisions need to be made by the people in the communities where they're going to borrow the money and spend it. We could borrow the money with negative interest rates very cheaply at the state and local level to do these kind of projects. We should determine that. We should determine how much we want to do of it instead of letting that be done by Washington. They're not smarter in Washington. They're just more corrupt. And when we talk about campaign finance reform, the liberals always want to attack this from the wrong end. They always want to put limitations on people's spending to limit their free speech during a political campaign. But the problem is, when you put things like $1 trillion infrastructure in Washington, then that puts money and power there that is going to invite corruption. It is like a black hole for the worst elements of society and multinational corporations to come in and grab that money, grab that power in Washington. That, I think, is a very dangerous thing that we have to guard against. But I think it's very interesting when he talks about his vision. The last thing that Steve Bannon says in this article, he says, I am, he says with relish, Thomas Cromwell and the Court of the Tudors. And, of course, he's talking about the English Reformation. And I think that's a very interesting way for him to look at this. And I really do wish them well. I think he's a thinker. If he's looking at this, he understands how significant that was. Because it wasn't just a reformation from a religious standpoint. It was a reformation from a political standpoint. And I think Cromwell was really more involved in the politics of it than he was the religious aspects of it. When they broke with the Pope, what they were doing was breaking with a worldwide system of government. They were breaking with the globalists. England went its own way. And that's, by the way, one of the reasons why you saw so many people being executed by one side or the other during those times, the Christians, because there was a heavy political side to it, not just a religious side, but a heavy political side to it. And that's one of the reasons why the founders of this country said we want to separate religion from politics. And that's the danger of Islam, is that they do not recognize that separation. Everything about Islam, taken literally, says that they need to have Sharia law, which is a firm establishment of that religious order. We'll talk more about this in just a moment in terms of what we're seeing now still, the army telling a band, small band, that they can't perform on a radio station. They don't understand the difference between the exercise, the free exercise of religion that is protected. It's a human, fundamental human right, and it is recognized in our Constitution to be protected. They don't understand the difference between the free exercise of religion and the establishment of religion. Just because somebody at a school or somebody that belongs to a government organization like the Army is exercising their right of religion or participating in some way with it, that's not wrong. That's not the same as establishment of religion. We've been sold that lie for a long time, and I'm going to talk about that more in detail on the nightly news for the holidays as we come in, because I think this is a good time for us to think about the First Amendment, why this country was established. Religious freedom had a lot to do with it, and it's the left that's trying to take religious freedom away from us. But I want to take a look at this story from the Washington Post. They're wringing their hands, talking about how Trump may be taking away some of Washington workers' privileges. You understand, you talk about white privilege all you want, but there's nobody more privileged than federal workers. And this article right here, they say Trump has a plan for government workers, and they're not going to like it. Well, you know what this election was about, Washington Post, was the rest of us didn't like the plan that you had for the rest of us who weren't government workers. We didn't like that. You took away our job security. You took away everything that you demand that you have. And the workers understand they've been betrayed by both the government and, in most cases, the unions who are allied with the government. Here's what they have to say. They say Trump and the Republican-controlled Congress are drawing up plans to take on the government bureaucracy they have long railed against by eroding job protections and grinding down benefits for federal workers that they've received for a generation. See, that's the federal workers' privilege. And I understand that they would like to have job protections, they would like to have automatic raises, all of us would. But the reality is that that's not America today. And the people who are the most to blame for that are the people in Washington, and they should share with this rebuilding. It says hiring freezes, an end to automatic raises, a green light to fire poor performers, a ban on union businesses on the government's dime, and less generous pensions. The same kind of stuff that the rest of us in America have had to see because of your policies. So, hiring freezes, an end to automatic raises. Gee, what a difficult time for the workers in Washington. They say these changes were once unthinkable to federal employees, to their unions, to their supporters in Congress, but Trump's election as an outsider promises to shake up a system he told voters is awash in waste, fraud, and abuse. And we know that it is. And they refer to this article that was on Breitbart, is also on the Drudge Report. The number of government employees now surpasses manufacturing jobs by 10 million. And even more important, when I covered this article for the Nightly News, was the fact that they were adding government workers at twice the rate that we were losing manufacturing jobs. So in other words, 1,000 manufacturing jobs being lost in a given period, and then adding 2,000 government jobs. What are they manufacturing? They're manufacturing rules, regulations. They are manufacturing fines, okay? What are these government workers, these, you know, that exceed manufacturing jobs by 10 million? What do they manufacture? They manufacture chains. Remember the Declaration of Independence, where Thomas Jefferson said they have created, the king has created swarms of officers to harass our people and eat out their substance. That's exactly what we have seen here in Washington. And if you look at Thomas Jefferson's second inaugural address, after he got reelected, he looked back on his first term, And he said, we have eliminated useless offices. And by doing so, we've been able to cut and eliminate all internal taxes so that laborers and farmers and mechanics can all say, what tax man? We don't know a tax man. Think about that. That was essentially the way the United States was governed until they created the income tax. Along with the income tax and the Federal Reserve, what they did was they changed our tax structure so that we no longer taxed goods that were coming into our country. Instead, those came in for free. And what we did was we taxed everybody internally. It was an inversion of what the Declaration of Independence was about. It was an inversion of what Thomas Jefferson had said. And so what we have here is a situation where we have a privileged class that believes that they can import workers and they can export jobs. They can burden us with every kind of regulation. They can harass us out of existence. And yet they believe that they should still be able to continue to grow at an exponential rate. No hiring freezes. And get automatic raises and so forth and so on. Now, that's going to change, and it's a good sign to see the Washington Post and the head of the National Federation of Federal Employees wringing their hands, saying, we're going to be playing defense for at least a couple of years. And this guy who's head of the third largest federal union says the most immediate worry is, how are we going to shrink government? Are we going to lay people off? Or are we going to eliminate whole agencies? Or are we going to do it through attrition? I would say all of the above. Let's do all of the above. Let's do all of that. We haven't had a federal agency eliminated since the beginning of the Reagan administration. And we had one individual, I can't remember his name right now, Howard Phillips, who created the Taxpayer Party. He actually shut down the bureaucracy that he was put in charge of. We need more people like that. We need more people to do that. They point out Trump has promised that in his first 100 days in office, he will freeze hiring by not replacing employees who leave. Military and employees in public health and safety roles would be exempt, according to the president-elect's contract with the American voters. So let's hope that that happens. Also, we see that even Paul Ryan is now talking again about Obamacare. Remember, he got elected time and time again saying that he was going to take care of the borders, he was going to take care of Obamacare, and now they come out and say, Paul Ryan has got a blueprint for how to repeal Obamacare, as if Donald Trump didn't. I mean, Donald Trump has had this plan, as I pointed out, probably 15 or 16 months is one of the first things he did. He did it shortly after he did the immigration plan. He did a very detailed plan for a candidate. Most candidates only talk in the most general ideas about what they're going to do. But Donald Trump had like a 10-point plan. It wasn't exactly 10 points. It was 7. There you go. Because, you know, you do a 10-point plan, a lot of times that's kind of phony. He did a 7-point plan. Basically what he did, he talked about getting rid of the mandate, modifying existing laws that inhibit the sale of health insurance across state lines. In other words, get rid of the mandate, create competition and a marketplace. He also talked about letting people fully deduct their health insurance from their tax returns. Why wouldn't we be able to do that? If health insurance and health care is so important, why wouldn't the government let us pay for that ourselves before we send them the money and they hand it back to us as a subsidy like we're children on allowance? That's the first thing they ought to do. But he talked about letting us deduct health insurance premiums from our tax returns, letting us set up health savings accounts, and then having price information from the health care provider so we can actually shop. See, what he's talking about is setting up the tools that you need to operate in a marketplace. You need the ability to pay. You need to have something to buy with. And for some people, well, we're going to have to do something to help them with that. But basically, you need to have a marketplace, and not the phony marketplace like Obama created. You have to have choice, not coercion, not mandates, okay? Marketplaces. And that means that you're going to be able to shop around. You'll be able to shop across state lines. Isn't it interesting? These people who constantly talk about free trade did not want to have free trade on health care within the United States. So that's what I was talking about as they changed from a system where we taxed goods and services coming into the country to internal income taxes. See, there's no freedom inside the United States, just the opposite of what the founders tried to do. So I hope that Paul Ryan is serious about this. I hope he gets on with the Trump plan. We still have the mainstream media trying to pretend that they don't know what is in the Trump plan or that Donald Trump even has a plan. But he does have a plan. Just as we now see that Paul Ryan is coming on, he's saying some of the right stuff. He's saying, don't force people to buy insurance, he told the crowd that he's talking to. He said, make insurance companies compete for our business, and yes, we are going to help you to buy insurance. Give us some deductions. Give us credit on our taxes. Help us to let us set up savings accounts to pay for our health insurance. And as one person who's with a conservative think tank, his name is Howard, he's with the Manhattan Institute, he said this. He said, do you know that $20,000 of your wages are going every year to insurance? Would you rather have $10,000 in your pocket, put $5,000 into a high deductible plan or something like that, and then put some aside for a rainy day that will accumulate over time? Can we make those kinds of decisions ourselves? Or do we have to have somebody who is smarter than us making those decisions? See, they're not smarter than us. They would put these mandates on us and then laugh about how stupid we were for letting them do it. That's what we've seen from the people who pushed Obamacare through. So I hope that Paul Ryan is going to be sincere on this. As Donald Trump is talking about term limits, Paul Ryan was saying, oh, yeah, yeah, I've long been a supporter of term limits. we've never seen any legislation from Paul Ryan on term limits. He just got elected for the 10th time. So you could lead on that if you wanted to, Paul. You could say, this is my last time in. I'm going to make it count. Now, real quickly, I want to take a look at, there's been a lot of talk this whole weekend about this Hamilton thing. And I think one aspect of this is being missed, besides the fact that Pence paid $1,700 to go to this stupid thing, and besides the fact that these people lectured him on diversity, even though they're the ones who put out the casting call that said no whites need apply to play the Founding Fathers, they lecture us on diversity. The other part of this is the fact that Hamilton was the most statist of all the founders. This is a guy who pushed central banks. Who did
you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and I want to go through some of the winners after the election. And I would include on this some Democrats. We're going to see some whiners on that side, but there's some Democrats who are looking better with the things that they're saying here. Before we do, real quickly, just want to remind you that we have a special on our Lost Leader t-shirt, Trump is my president. We've taken that down to just $9.95. We also have at InfoWarsLife.com, all new Brain Force Plus. Not only has 20% more capsules per bottle, but it is also supercharged with a new ingredient, black pepper extract. So it's also, it's more potent, and there are more pills in it, 20% more pills, and that is a new formulation at InfoWarsLife.com. And we also have a special on BioPCA. That's our brand new biotin and other ingredients. BioPCA to help your skin, hair, and nails to fight the toxic environment that you have, not only internally, but the toxic chemicals that you put on your skin and hair with soap and shampoos, that type of thing. That's 25% off as part of our Black Friday special. Brand new product, 25% off as part of our Black Friday special. All that at InfoWarsLife.com. As we went to the break, I was talking about this editorial that's on LouRockwell.com by Thomas DiLorenzo. And he says, yeah, Gary North looked at this and said, you know, Mike Pence got what he deserved. He paid $1,700 to go there and be lectured by these people who are based this, who've done a play about the most statist of the founding fathers, did it by excluding all white people, except for the king, who's the villain. Okay, no other white people need apply. But he goes on to talk about Alexander Hamilton, and we should understand that he is not somebody we should admire. And this is what DiLorenzo said. He said Hamilton was a founding father of corrupt crony capitalism. He was funded by a crooked central bank exclusively for the benefit of the one percenters of his day. He stood for everything the Trump campaign stood against. Hamilton was a consummate statist, an imperialist, a political water boy for big business interests of New York, Philadelphia, and Boston. In other words, the Federalists of the time, who wanted to essentially establish the rotten, corrupt, imperialist British mercantilist system in America. And, of course, it was the multinational capitalism, the globalist elite of its day. Okay, he also was a founding father who denounced the Constitution as a frail and worthless fabric. Why? Because it imposed limits on governmental power. Of course, that would be the person that the left would celebrate. And, of course, they would do it in the most racist way possible. And you've got people like Howard Dean, who is now campaigning to become the new DNC chair, calling not only Donald Trump, but now Stephen Bannon a Nazi. Okay, so you keep seeing this over and over again. Meanwhile, Bernie Sanders has this to say. He said Democrats must move beyond the identity politics that they've been playing. He said this yesterday on one of the Sunday shows. He said the Democrats must move beyond identity politics to connect with a larger share of the voting public. He said it's not good enough to say to someone, I'm a woman, vote for me. It's not good enough. And, of course, that's what Hillary was all about. Remember, we looked at the Newsweek commemorative edition. It was Madam President, not President Clinton, but Madam President. And all they had to say in there was, she's a woman, and Donald Trump and anybody who opposes her is a misogynist. On and on and on. He said, however, this is Bernie Sanders talking. He said, what we need is a woman who has the guts to stand up to Wall Street and insurance companies, etc. Yeah, we've seen that with Margaret Thatcher. You know, conservatives cheered Margaret Thatcher. Why? Because she had a spine, because she was right on the issues. Hillary Clinton had none of those. She didn't have a spine. She couldn't even stand up without somebody lifting her up physically on her own for very long. He said the working class of this country is being decimated, and that's why Donald Trump won. This is Bernie Sanders again. He said what we need now are real candidates to stand with working people who understand that real median family income has gone down. And we need to understand why that is. We need to understand that the socialism that Sanders has endorsed is a big part of that. But he's rejecting the identity politics. He says, I come from white working class. I'm deeply humiliated. The Democrat Party can't talk to people where Bernie Sanders came from. That's right. Join us tonight for the InfoWars Nightly News. I'll be hosting.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.